people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuskin.
Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. All right, enough of the small talk. Let's get right into it. Freeman is our guest tonight. Freeman has been a broadcaster for many, many moons now, an occult researcher, and a lot more than that. He has spoken at both Free Your Mind conferences, Free Your Mind 1, Free Your Mind 2, and is scheduled to return for Free Your Mind 3 in April of this year. Freeman has his own website, of course, his own YouTube channel, and his own compound in an undisclosed location with tons of ammunition. When I say ammunition, I'm, of course, talking about his extensive library. Freeman, how are you, man?
Hey, doing well.
I had to change it up a little bit with my introduction. You know, it gets boring to give the same, you know, introduction. Hey, y'all, welcome to the show, and all that formalities, if I can speak straight here.
Yes, yes.
So we have to
let the vibes flow.
Let's just let it flow. Yeah, man. So we were talking a little bit off air just now about kind of where we've come from as activists, as researchers, as broadcasters, and this evolution, if you will, to where we are today, 2015, about to be at the next Free Your Mind conference, and about to continue this work in its current incarnation. So you started way back when, even before I was even old enough to think about some of this stuff in any profound proportion. And you want to talk a little bit about the late 90s and how this all came about for you?
Yeah, it's amazing to reflect back and think of the growth that we've been through, the changes, the ideas, the methodologies that we've utilized, and how many have failed. And how often I really thought we were doing it all wrong. man, 20 years ago, it was 1996, so 19 years ago, the WTO IMF protest in Washington, D.C. Now, what had just occurred was, well, we had just been through the whole Clinton scandal, and Clinton opened up a whole world of conspiracy for people to see into the political spectrum. But I now, in the future, believe that that whole situation was contrived, that these icons that they utilize, even presidents, they contrived these things for us to be angry about and to follow, and there's also the real conspiracy. So back in that period, we were just coming awake to this idea that we're under a regime that was willing to just kill citizens openly by burning them to the ground, such as Waco. And we were coming to the understanding of CIA drug running and all of this. But it was just hitting home that there were different layers of reality going on. Like, you could stand and say, oh, I'm politically opposed to this situation. And you know, Bill Clinton is the wrong man for this job, and never seeing that there were these other underlying layers of economics, of secret societies, and then even into the occult, and then as strange as you want to get with this story. So we had come to this revelation at this point of, these people are false, and this is wrong. And then we saw the World Banks forming. We saw this whole situation. So the IMF WTO protest formed up in 1996, and it was in Seattle. And at this point, we could witness the actual events, because indie media had come to play, and they were really the first generation of the podcasters that were giving us live interactive action from the scene. And we were able to, for the first time, have a bird's eye view of everything that was going on. So as the situation in Seattle started to boil up, and we had thousands of protesters standing out there with a situation of riot squads, you know, just no violence at this point. And we could witness all this. They were broadcasting it. You know, now it seems commonplace. But at that moment in 96, this was like,
sure,
wizardry, you know, we're working forms of magic. And so I actually knew more of what occurred at the WTO protest in Seattle not being there than the people that did go there, because I interviewed and talked to a bunch of the people that were at that protest when I went to the one in D.C. And what we witnessed was that here there all of the protesters were standing in Seattle, and the riot squads on the third day were shifted out for these mammoth men, you know, these gladiators. At first, when you saw the videos, you saw these kind of dumpy regular cops, you know, just standing there kind of, you know, twirling their thumbs and whatnot. But on this day, on the third day, we witnessed where they had changed out to these militant cops, and they were looking scary. Now, at the same moment, there was a lady who was filming the guys that were used as the false flag, the ones that ran around and started kicking in store windows.
The agent provocateurs.
Absolutely. And here was this lady filming it and saying, well, where are the police? Where are the police? And she follows them from store to store as they destroy all this property unabated. And she turns her camera to the streets because she hears a ruckus, and they had opened fire and started attacking on the citizens there in the streets. And of course, using, you know, their new tactics of non-lethal weaponry, using the beanbags and the rubber bullets and the pepper sprays and CS gas. And they even, a situation that seemed to be set up, chased these people into Capitol Hill and started using concussion grenades in a neighborhood. And as people came out of their houses, they were also being shot with rubber bullets and beanbags and told to stay in their homes. And it was as if this was a complete setup as well to chase this event out into the public eye. And so witnessing all of that, witnessing children being shot, people losing eyes and teeth and all of that, I stood as any of us do and said, do that to me. Right? So, like, you know, you're going to do that, I'm going to stand in front of you next. And I had that same spirit that motivates most activists, right? And so in D.C., the IMF D.C. protest happened, and I made sure to be there. Now, this was a completely different scenario. They had blocked off 50 blocks of the entire D.C. Area, and we were given the streets. The Denizens of D.C. were pulling out their speakers, putting them in their windows, and it erupted into a large party. Just everybody couldn't go to work because they had actually shut everything down, and I mean, D.C. was put to a halt. And now the curious thing was that people go and actually form the proper forms and sign the documents to say, I am officially going to protest this situation. And those were the people, and I witnessed this personally, that were immediately rounded up and taken away. Now, after I watched the creators of this protest be hauled off, we then did a practice run, and everybody went down to the city square, and we kind of had a you know, just a little practice run of the march, and then we were all returning from that. No one was flying banners, no one was doing anything on the walk back, and luckily, I was a few feet ahead of the situation, but all of a sudden, riot squads just blocked both ends of the block and trapped 600 people in the midst of this block. And there were children, there were Japanese tourists, there were little old ladies, and just anyone that happened to be walking on that block at that moment. Now, they asked the World Bank members to please exit the circle and get out of the situation, and they said, any press, you can leave as well. And I knew a couple of hippies that snuck along with the press and just walked out. But the rest of them just stood there like lemmings, like sheep to the slaughter. And I witnessed and took photographs, which eventually just vanished, which I just think's weird, but of all of these people being hauled onto city buses, or it was school buses at first. So they were loading school bus after school bus with zip-tied 10-year-olds and little old ladies for parading without a permit. Now, they held these people for 14 hours.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Little old ladies held for, quote, parading without a permit.
Yes.
You can't make this up.
No. And they, when they ran out of school buses, then they got the city buses. They hauled all these people to, but I'm getting ahead. They were held in this dank, horrible hangar for 14 hours, processed one at a time, receiving $50 payment. and there were 600, so you're talking about $30,000 that they just scooped up out of this situation by just absconding these people.
What a great revenue generator.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I've seen this happen to Rainbow numerous times.
Yes, yep.
So I was standing out in front of these riot squads, and I was being very boisterous and yelling at them, and, you know, what about these people's rights, you know? I think I actually messed up my amendments, you know, that's how early in the game this whole situation was. And I'm standing against this form of riot squads like Roman centurions, and I'm screaming at them about these people's rights as I'm watching 10-year-old boys being, you know, little old ladies and Japanese tourists and just, you know. And they all just stood there and ignored me completely. They wouldn't even look at me. So I, of course, had now been awoken to another veil and another layer to this situation, and I knew about Freemasonry and how this was wrapped up into this political, economic, and entire spectrum. So I swear to you, I yelled at these riot squads, how many of you are widow's sons? Now that is a code word for Mason. A Mason is a widow's son. It goes back to Hiram Abiff, the guy they pretend to be when they do their darkened rituals. And every head of that riot squad group, including the sergeants and lieutenants in front, snapped in my direction. And I mean, I was like, oh my God. And I just ducked down. I mean, I didn't know what to do at that moment.
They were all a part of the Freemasons.
They were shocked to hear me say this. Now, I had been yelling at them for an hour, you know.
But that got their attention.
That got their attention. They did not expect to hear that. And I didn't expect the reaction. And from there, this whole thing is just carried on to the concepts of, what is the point? Why do we protest? Because when I saw this situation, and it really turned into a massive party in the streets, just putting all these other side notes of being abducted aside, the entire protest itself was a massive party, people dancing, singing, having a grand time, and, you know, some very impassioned speeches once we got to the main lecture place, and you know, but it was all the choir. And then everyone that was witnessing it from the outside, because when we went to lunch, we got to see the news, and we saw that they were showing acts of violence. They were showing police cars hitting protesters and burning dumpsters. And I'm like, where is this happening? You know, I was all over this protest, did not see a moment of violence. I saw happy, joyous people walking the streets, feeling sovereign in themselves for that weekend. And all along the East Coast, as we traveled away from the protest, we saw the news. And there was one picture used in every single newspaper from there out, which was a picture of violence. And there were thousands upon thousands of newscasters there. There were antenna and people everywhere with cameras. And where did all that go? So I saw the uselessness of
what these
people...
And that shows how the media operates. You know,
yeah.
This bias that we see from the media on a regular basis. None of that's changed, mind you.
No, it's gotten far more sophisticated. And that's why we need to discuss this, Bob, because we need to start to analyze our own tactics and what potential we can get out of it. Because one moment of Russell Brand on YouTube... it was far superior to all the actions of these tens of thousands of people that marched the streets of D.C. So we really need to analyze our tactics and what we're doing. I mean, you know, I went to every Occupy in the United States that was happening in my big yellow school bus.
Right.
And, you know, what a mess that was. So I really want to talk with you about some of the methodologies that we could employ if people... found their sovereignty and were ready to have the fifth servile revolt of Rome, and we start to actually make the transition.
And I think about the protests back then, and then I come to today and look at things like the Ferguson protest of late, which were heavily manipulated, of course. They were made out to be about race and about a number of things, but we know that the true frustration was with the police state, no different than it was back then. and that these events were exploited. They were doing the same thing, busing people in from all around the area, and many of these people were shown to be agent provocateurs as well. So this dialectic remains the same. I mean, Freeman, is it safe to say that this is the basis, this dialectic, the problem, reaction, solution, is the basis for almost all manipulation in the world today?
Yeah, well, you know, what's really curious and interesting and something that we definitely all should think about is the use of positive aspects to cause negative effects. So an example of that is the 60s, everybody revolting against the Vietnam War, unified in every culture. You had hippie with, straight, and everybody was unified together. And the manipulative forces, the social engineers, the CIA, the intelligence agencies, started to say, well, what about women's rights? Or what about blacks' rights? And all of a sudden, that unified party became this fractured thing, and they were able to take them out individually. And that's where that's one of the main tactics, is to separate using positive aspects, because everybody's like, well, yeah, women's rights, of course, blacks' rights, redirecting the focus away from the real issue, which is this oligarchy of militant forces that dominate and keep us in slavery.
So you take a good cause and exploit it to further a sinister agenda. Is that basically what you're getting
at? Yeah, exactly. Another example, which is often hard to discuss, is the homosexual agenda. Okay? We see... Now, what happens when we discuss something of this layer, then you have those that are pro-homosexual saying, well, wait, you're attacking me and my personal choices. Or even as it's been programmed now, you're born this way, which we predicted they were going to start to utilize that methodology of social engineering. And of course, Lady Gaga being the icon of Born This Way.
And this feeds into the eugenics campaign, obviously.
Exactly. Now, people think that it's a revelation and it's a movement towards a future when things like Fox puts out something like Modern Family. But you need to see everything in a social engineering aspect to see that this is not a positive message that they're placing out there. It is actually a tool for control to start to separate the family core. And this has always been at the heart of everything, is to destroy the tribe, destroy. They did the same thing to the natives, not allowing them to use their own language. They utilize other methods such as Ebonics. Is a cultural social engineering tool used since slavery times to keep the blacks at a lower situation and not being able to embed themselves into the legal stratus, because they don't have the language. And it was purposeful. And yet you will have a black community stand strong to produce an Ebonics dictionary. They make it your own thing, and it's their tools of manipulation.
Fascinating. We're talking with Freeman tonight, and we're taking a closer look at media manipulation and the alternative media, whatever that is or isn't. Both he and myself have been doing this for some time now. Freeman started off with he had a public access television show for quite some time that, with the internet age coming into play, was completely disseminated to the masses. With his videos being put online, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Them going on Google Video was the first big platform. It was hand-in-hand with YouTube for a while. And Freeman, that's where I first found your work, was on Google Video. And the Freeman perspective, these public access television shows that were at one point localized were now being disseminated to the world with the use of the internet, which is a double-edged sword, and we'll talk about that as well. We'll be right back with Freeman in just a second.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep. Got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Our special guest tonight is, like a lot of celebrities out there, he's a guy who doesn't need multiple names, like Madonna, like Cher. It's Freeman.
Oh, man, the first time Tex Mars introduced me like that, as I was coming on the show to discuss Madonna, and this whole, I was like, I can't believe you're gonna open like that.
But, well, you've exposed a lot of these high profile ritualistic episodes, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, according to most of us, as far as I know, I was at the heart of that, and I don't think anyone was really looking at the situation in this light at this point as occult rituals. You had a lot of Christian interest in Christian broadcasts, especially, what was it, Fight for Truth Ministries, what are they called?
Trinity Broadcasting and the 700 Club, those people?
No, not at all. They sold their souls for rock and roll. I was actually making that film myself when I saw their 30-hour version of it, and was like, oh man, because my rock and roll episode for the Freeman Perspective didn't work out. I mean, way back in that day, it was linear editing. It was crazy. And I never knew if anything was going to work when I got in that TV studio. You know, I was sitting in the same chair as Alex Jones. He would get up and I'd sit down. And that, you know, going through Access Television and then finally coming out to the internet, as you were saying. And I didn't even know that was happening. My roommate was actually uploading my television show to Google, and I had no idea. And then somebody else built the Freeman Perspective blog, and I really had no idea. And now I'm a friggin' webmaster, you know, and it's more of my life than anything else. But yeah, the high profile ritual situation really came to light to me with the ideas of trauma-based mind control and what was going on with Britney Spears and Anna Nicole's death. And I was really covering this live as the courtroom case was unfolding as to where to place Anna Nicole's body. And I was finding some serious mystery inside of this situation and some strange characters. And it really opened up this whole Pandora's box. Had people like Prince Frederick von Anhalt, who is reputedly a genetic creation utilizing the semen of Adolf Hitler with Eva Braun. And I mean,
you're kidding, right?
I'm not kidding. And this wow. gentleman does exist, and he is married to Zsa Zsa Gabor, and he keeps her locked up in his mansion with a padlock. Now that much is public knowledge. He openly came forward and said that he impregnated Anna Nicole during some ritual night that no one remembers. I have this footage. It's in my documentary on this story. So that would make Anna Nicole's daughter actually the granddaughter of Adolf Hitler, because, you know, Prince Frederick von Anhalt would actually be Hitler's son. And so then you wonder why Anna Nicole was married to a 93-year-old millionaire who was, you know, about to kick it. And you find that all of that $93 million was actually, or what, it was million, yeah, was actually set up to go to Danny Lynn, Hitler's grandchild, and this Jay Marshall, or Howard Marshall, who Anna Nicole was married to, was actually a Nazi oil tycoon.
Wow.
And so here you have the granddaughter of Hitler getting $93 million from a Nazi oil tycoon using the death ritual of Anna Nicole. Because what had occurred was that her son was brought into Anna Nicole's room and dropped dead in front of her. And then Anna Nicole dropped dead in front of Danny Lynn. Actually, Danny Lynn, I believe, was in the room with both deaths. And this is the death of the firstborn and the death of the goddess in a ritual aspect. And then you have this Hitler's child who is now coming into all that money. And it was quite a bizarre scenario because there were so many factors. I could go on for hours about
that. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back with more of the celebrity ritual stuff and Freeman on the Bob Tuscan Show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
And covering the occulted information in plain daylight. Anytime there's a high-profile event, they're typically... is a high-profile ritualistic episode that corresponds with it. And that's the big one these days are the Emmys, the Super Bowl, all of these must-watch events that all the masses are watching. They all have these very obvious, especially with you, Freeman, being able to very coherently show all of the different symbols involved, but they all have these very obvious rituals taking place in them. Let's talk about the Super Bowl for a moment, and then the most recent one, which was the Emmys.
Okay, because this has been something I've been watching blossom from a seed that I feel like I laid, and I see a lot of confusion as well out there, as people will say, look at this Illuminati symbolism, there's the eye, or... you know, it's looking for these base symbols thoughts and not really investigating their deeper meaning or understanding why they've been put there. It's become more of a game now to just point out what people think is the situation. So when we started to uncover this picture, we really were directed to the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis, because we had understood Crowley's influence on the sex, drugs, and rock and roll revolution. You see, everybody that came over and the British invasion, that is the music invasion, because as the reggae folks know, music is the true power of change and can be very well utilized in this situation. So these are some of the methods we could use that they use against us. And so within these rituals, we know that we were going to see aspects of the OTO magical practices inside of these things, to the point that when Jamie and I did a show predicting what we thought we would see at the Super Bowl Awards with Katy Perry, we predicted, well, we first discussed some of the concepts. So L. Ron Hubbard and Jack Parsons. L. Ron Hubbard, who, of course, Scientology, had a commercial on the Super Bowl before this halftime ritual. So right there you have it. He's another practitioner of the OTO, another accolade, and even had magical battles with Aleister Crowley. And then Jack Parsons, who was the lead scientist of Jet Propulsion's laboratories, a black magician, openly ritual aspects during nuclear tests, they would do vision quests inside of these. And so they were seeking the Whore of Babylon. And as they envisioned this Whore of Abominations, as they called her, they saw her riding naked on a large cat-like beast, holding the reins. And we added to this projection. So we said, okay, Katy Perry's going to come out as this Whore of Babylon. And we added to the projection some of the symbolic nature of trauma-based mind control. So you've got the occult aspect. You can hold up Aleister Crowley's card in the tarot, known as the Book of Thoth, and you'll see the 11th card is known as Lust, and it will be the same depiction you saw of Katy Perry on the Super Bowl ritual. But we added to this projection to say we will see her on a diamond cat-like beast or a sea-goat-type beast, which also would have fit into the same genre of this style of magic. And there she was on this lion, diamond lion coming out. So utilizing the understanding that we've gained from studying the magical practices of Crowley's accolades and their use for communication with extraterrestrial beings, which is the point and purpose of this ritual magic that we're expounding on, we correctly projected what we would see of her. And then taking that one step further, and when asked, what would you see at the Grammys following this situation? And we knew that Madonna was a high priestess of this Kabbalistic magic, which, again, when we're looking at the OTO, which has ties to the Illuminati, has ties back to the Knights Templar, it still wraps itself up in a Hebrew mysticism known as Kabbalah. So everything goes back to this Hebrew mysticism, and you'll see Star David, Star Solomon situation inside of Freemasonry, inside of, although it's not Jewish, they are practicing Jewish mysteries. So Madonna is an open Kabbalist, has changed her name twice to make it Kabbalistic, once being Esther and then following it by MDNA, which is curious because she actually has a DNA cleanup crew that follows around her, and you got to wonder what she knows. But she openly stated that she would be performing a Kabbalistic ritual at the Super Bowl, I think that was 2012, and did, and repeatedly showed the Mark of the Beast, as it is known within the Typhonian order of the Ordo Templi Orientis. And again, this is the singular group that focuses on communication with interdimensional, extraterrestrial, or demonic beings. This is their words, all right? And so she showed this Mark of the Beast, which, of course, is the X-Men logo. You'll see it on the Beast and the X-Men. That is their symbol for the Mark of the Beast. And there it was being publicly displayed over and over again in her Super Bowl ritual. So when she came out on the Grammys, we fully expected her to share the hidden god of the OTO. And the hidden god of the OTO is Pan. And that is the goat character, the usual representation of Satan when he's in the goat form. And Pan is the true hidden god inside of the OTO. So we would expect to see Madonna come out as a scarlet woman, which again represents the Whore of Babylon. And this is why Katy Perry was in the fire dress, because that actually reflects the chalice that is recognized in the Whore of Babylon. And then Madonna came out as the Scarlet Woman with these horned bull type men, which was a representation of this May Day ritual back in the day, when you were probably still going on today, I'm sure, but the May Day ritual where they would go off and Robin Hood would be the Pan-like character going out having sex with all the virgins in the woods, and producing Robin's sons, as where the name Robinson actually comes from, is from these births that were generated from this May Day sexual ritual, which of course the OTO is a strict sexual magic order. And it all wraps up, it all comes in, and it is historically bona fide. And again, we were actually able to correctly predict what we would see. So again, we feel vindicated.
Is Barbara Bush Aleister Crowley's daughter?
Man, she sure looks like it. You know, the guy who originally published that article got mad at me for making it more prominent. I brought that up on Alex Jones way back, you know, 7 years ago. And when you look at the imagery, you know, she really does look like Crowley's daughter. She looks a lot like Aleister Crowley. And her mother could have very easily have been in that circle with Crowley and had a sexual ritual with him in France and returned pregnant. Now realize, at that point she was handed over, married to the head of the CIA. And when you know that the CIA comes up out of the skull and bones, and that they are into practicing this same ritual magic, even a more darker and fearsome magic out of the Skull and Bones Society, and how that is at the heart of what we call our intelligence agencies. People think the CIA is some sort of government organization. They don't even see, as with the Nazis and the Thule Society, that this is wrapped up deep into magical practices.
Freeman, one of the more out there, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but one of the more controversial takes that you've had over the years is on Obama and exactly who he is. And there's plenty of people on the right that say he's not a United States citizen, that he was born in Kenya, and that he's a Muslim. But you take it a step even further than that, of course, which is a hard pill for many people to swallow. You feel that he is a clone of the Egyptian pharaoh Akhenaten.
Yeah, I do. I do, with all of my heart. And I know in time I will be vindicated. And this story you can watch unfold on FreemanTV.com, because I was broadcasting all of my research live as it unfolded. So I actually predicted the birther movement. I said it was part of the social engineering that the president following W, which is also another Mark of the Beast symbol, that the president following W would not be considered an American. Now, you can see this on my blog way back on the Freeman Perspective blog, that I said this long before we ever heard the name Barack Obama. I said that the next president would not be considered an American citizen. And this was due to the fracture they needed to start the one world government. And you watch as this unfolds. I watched as they really let that just fizzle out and stuck, Orly Tates out in front of the public to be the proponent of the birther movement. She was a horrible speaker. I don't know why anyone would select her. She, you know, English wasn't her first language. If you wanted to make this movement work, I don't understand why Orly Tates became the face of it. So I don't think it was meant to actually be believed. And that's a lot of things that what we see, how they orchestrate these situations. But no one would ever believe the situation as it really is. And this is yet another fail of what we're looking at in our puzzle of how we get out of this situation, because Akhenaten was no rare man. I mean, no simple man, no ordinary man. He was venerated by all the secret societies that have come to power. There is a temple to Akhenaten in every Grand Lodge of Freemasonry on every continent in on this planet. There is, and I've been to them all. I've got pictures of them on my website, so, you know, don't doubt me on this. I'm telling you the truth. That Akhenaten was considered the founder of the Rosicrucian magical order, which also ties up into this whole situation. And you start to find that Akhenaten, of course, was the originator of the ancient astronaut or ancient alien hypothesis, because he was shown to have a cone head and weird wide hips, and he was really strange. And he actually turned Egypt on its head and made, you know, a whole new capital, a whole new religion, and everything else. So when I realized that Barack Obama looked identical to Akhenaten, I put a split face together to say, okay, look at this. I have done nothing to manipulate either of these images. You can do this yourself. I took the Time magazine photo of Barack Obama along with the most common image of Akhenaten and simply cut them in half and stuck them together, and they were identical. It was amazing. I was blown away. Now, I knew that at this aspect of the social engineering, the next part of the program was the fear of asteroids, to allow for the weaponization of space. So the moment that we bombed the moon, I started the space war news, and I predicted to everyone that NASA would shut down, that privatized space program would take over, and that NASA would go to a military stance. And that's exactly what occurred. Now, I said that they were going to use asteroids as this major threat, and luckily, all of this is still backed up on the website. You can see it time-stamped before it ever happened. I did an artwork of Barack Obama as Akhenaten with an asteroid hurtling towards his head, because I said that would be the next thing. And boom, they announced that there was an asteroid hurtling towards planet Earth. And it came from a group of asteroids known as the Aten. Now, that's Akhenaten's god. And the asteroid that was hurtling to destroy all life on 2029 or 2036 was known as Apophis. That is Akhenaten's Satan. So now here's Obama, Akhenaten, battling his ancient nemesis, the serpent deity Apophis, and I had managed to predict that. Now, when I said Obama was a clone, someone else said, hey, have you seen Akhenaten's mother, Queen Tee? And I said, no, I really hadn't looked into Queen Tee. So I got her out. Man, she is Michelle Obama. Like, without a doubt. If you go to FreemanTV.com, you take the two images I give you, which is Queen Tee side by side with Michelle Obama's high school photo. Cut them in half yourself and see if I'm wrong. Now, two faces is quite an anomaly. But I have now done five, because the two children also match with Akhenaten's two primary children. And then Beyonce actually fits Nefertiti to a T. Now, here I was standing with my pants around my ankles trying to say the president's clone, and of course everybody's saying, you're friggin' crazy. I lost listeners, I lost people that would believe in me, but I was gonna stand by this because there was no other explanation for the evidence that I found. But I was standing clear without needed evidence, because Akhenaten's mummy had never been identified. So therefore, how did they have the DNA to clone this family? And lo and behold, after I had even produced my Obama cloning in the coming space war, they announced, hey, guess what? We have Akhenaten's DNA. And when the archaeologists were so upset about this, because it's been 100 years that they found this mummy, they asked and they pressed Zahi Hawass, the head of the Giza Plateau, why did we not know this was Akhenaten's mummy? And he literally said that this was a national security secret. and he showed on the Discovery Channel, because the Discovery Channel paid for the DNA lab under the Cairo Museum, that he had the DNA of Queen T, the two girls, Nefertiti and Akhenaten. Now, in 1985, I'll just cover this real fast. 1985, Nature magazine, a prestigious magazine, the one that is scientifically peer-reviewed, announced that we can clone mummies. And it was a great mystery because the cells, the viable DNA, should not have lasted 2,000 years. And the very cell that they cloned from a mummy in 1985 was from Akhenaten's period. Not from Akhenaten himself, but from that time.
Amazing. And the daughters, they also look very similar. I don't know if you mentioned that.
Identical. Yet. If it were similar, I wouldn't be standing on this. No, identical. I stand on that, and I will never back down from this, no matter how many people. Now, when the very first people started coming out about human cloning, it was a big deal. And they were saying, look, you're making us look bad by talking about this. But I just posted an article where Georgia is in an attempt to ban human-animal hybrid cloning.
Wow.
Currently not illegal, and when they do pass this bill in Georgia, it will simply be a misdemeanor.
Interesting. Folks, look at the pictures for yourself. We'll take a quick break and we'll finish up with Freeman of FreemanTV.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Final segment tonight with Freeman of FreemanTV.com. Freeman, what can we expect from you at the Free Your Mind Conference coming up in April? FreeYourMindConference.com, of course, the website.
Weird stuff. No.
Does it get any weirder than the aforementioned topics we just brought up? I mean, geez.
Yeah, right? No, it won't get that weird. I have a magic act planned, and I'm going to set the stage and try to expound upon the ideas of the occult and really dig into how this works, how its history, and I haven't written the whole thing yet, so I can't tell you exactly where all it'll go, but it's not going to go to Obama cloning, it's not going to go to Michael Jackson and time travel, it's going to go to the aspects of the magical practices that are being used against us and the methodologies of magic that we can use in a positive way, because this really has a lot to do with psychology, and it's being able to put yourself in the proper mindset to find your sovereignty, to be able to make the very first steps necessary to manifest the world that we want to manifest.
Right on. We talked a little bit about that during the interview I had with you this weekend. I think we've all come to a similar understanding in that regard.
Yeah, we're every time there's a new science and a new understanding in science, the culture changes. And currently, we're in the quantum physics era, and this has put us in the situation of minimum input, maximum output. And that really is kind of what magic could be identified as well, in the idea of keeping things localized in your body, but expecting a geographic result, that things that erupt out of this, or just transitions that occur just by simply altering your attitude, really.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. FreemanTV.com, right?
Absolutely, yes. Decade of interviews and wild theories and video. You know, I've been keeping this thing going, and honestly, I've probably studied more on being a webmaster in the last few years than I have about conspiracy. Because our methods of getting this out is critical, and I'm seeing a lot of people putting out great pop art that is, you know, really the magic that we need to focus on. And there's a lot of great talent out there now just pumping it out on YouTube, and I'm really excited about where we're at right now.
I am as well. Hey, man, I look forward to hanging out with you at the conference this year. It's going to be great.
It is going to be great, man. Free Your Mind 3. Don't miss it, guys. It's going to be epic.
There's something about being there in person. You know, we could always watch this stuff online, and we do that usually, you know, when we get in our mom's basement and whatnot.
Aliens from Hell is nothing compared to what it was live.
Exactly.
Oh, what a moment. What a moment that was.
All right, Freeman. Thanks so much, dude.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon, bud.
All right, take care. There he is, FreemanTV.com. Folks, we'll be back at it with more of the Bob Tuscan Show, of course, tomorrow night. Got a lot planned. Next week, we're having Dennis McKenna on, and I'm just talking with somebody right now that is going to be blowing the whistle on something that you need to hear about. It's about secret abuse centers, black sites. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. Bye-bye. With financial